Great opportunity to bring some joy and magic of the season to the guests at Daily Bread Soup Kitchen as winter sets in. You bring the stuff, and Daily Bread Soup Kitchen volunteers stuff those knapsacks to help make the season merrier for all.
Water from the Mediterranean Sea.
They have reportedly placed 5 large pumps near the Shati camp in the northern part of Gaza, and they're waiting to see if they'll actually move forward with this plan. But it is significant to discuss because if they do this, it would destroy the tunnel network, but it also risks damaging significant infrastructure across Gaza and possibly damaging the fresh water that civilians use to drink there.
Fox's Trey Yanks near the border with Gaza, where Israel's intensifying attacks on Han Yunus, a community in the south, ordering civilians to evacuate. But some Palestinians say there's nowhere to go, and a UN official says the humanitarian situation is getting worse. A European Union commissioner is warning the war has led to a huge risk of a terrorist attack in Europe around Christmas. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will talk to U.S. senators today in a classified briefing, urging them to approve more military aid after the White House warned already approved funding will run out this month, kneecapping Ukraine in the war against Russia. The Senate is considering a bundled aid package for Israel and Ukraine.
But Senate Republicans have said they won't agree to pass it unless there's substantial border policy changes. A source tells Fox News border negotiations have been moving in the wrong direction. Some Republican demands include raising the standards to claim asylum.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. It'll be down to just 4 candidates on stage tomorrow for the 4th Republican presidential debate. And once again, the front runner, former President Trump, will be a no-show, leaving Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley to spar over who's the best alternative. Florida's governor tells Fox,
I have more similarities on policy with Donald Trump than I do on Nikki Haley.
Now, Haley says she'll lead a new generation of conservatives. Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy will also be on stage tonight. There'll be a Trump town hall from Iowa on Fox News Channel, 9 p.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Immerse yourself in premium nationwide coverage, contract-free plans, and always free activation with Consumer Cellular. Now at your local Target. While you're there, check out our newest phone, the Iris Flip. It's all the phone and camera you need, plus it features a user-friendly design, making it the perfect flip phone. From now to December 16th, you can score $10 off when you buy the Consumer Cellular Iris Flip at Target, making it only $39.99. Visit your nearest Target for the full scoop.
Lowe's knows how to save pros time and money. Right now, get up to 40% off vanities. And there's more. Get up to 50% off select tools and accessories from trusted top brands like DeWalt and Craftsman. Visit us in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 11:30 through 12:06. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
The Supreme Court will consider a key tax case today. A Washington state couple is challenging a nearly $15,000 tax bill over a foreign investment. Now, they claim they never got income from it, and it's unconstitutional to force them to pay a tax on the increased value of an investment. Yesterday, the court considered a case stemming from the opioid crisis of drug overdoses and deaths.
Purdue Pharma filed bankruptcy as opioid-related lawsuits mounted against the company, but members of the Sackler family, which once ran Purdue, have not filed for bankruptcy. Justice Elena Kagan questioned the terms of the $6 billion settlement.
In some ways, they're getting a better deal than the usual bankruptcy discharge because, as Justice Gorsuch indicated, they're being protected from claims of fraud and claims of willful misconduct.
But Justice Brett Kavanaugh said the bankruptcy court had some room to determine what kind of settlement was appropriate.
The opioid victims and their families overwhelmingly approve this plan.
The Sackler family has said the deal is off if the $6 billion they're offering is not accepted. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A house in Arlington, Virginia. Blown to smithereens. It exploded after a standoff between police and a man inside. They were trying to serve a warrant to. He was believed to be the only one home at the time. A holiday shopping nightmare at a Macy's in Philadelphia where a security guard was stabbed to death.
Interim Police Commissioner John Stanford said this case is a tragic progression.
Started as a retail theft, upgraded obviously to a robbery, and then led ultimately to a homicide.
The stabbing victims worked for Macy's as loss prevention officers. The suspect tried to use mass transit to escape.
But Fox's Grinnell Scott reports bystanders held police ID him and he was arrested. On Wall Street, stock futures are down before today's trading. On Monday Night Football, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 34-31 in overtime. I'm Dave Anthony and this is Fox News.
Look at local news. The state's providing more assistance to Chicago to improve the migrant response. The governor announcing an additional $2 million investment to provide meals to asylum seekers through the end of the calendar year. Additional $2 million state investments matched by the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Illinois families encouraged to apply for utility bill assistance. Eligible families can receive bill assistance towards natural gas, propane, and electricity through the Low Home Income Energy Assistance Program. LIHEAP provides one-time payments directly to energy service providers on behalf of recipients. University of Illinois System announcing that Carolyn Blackwell and Jesse Ruiz, alumni of the university, appointed to the University of Illinois Board of Trustees by the governor. Blackwell and Ruiz currently waiting approval for those terms until 2029 from the Illinois Senate. If both appointments are approved, the board consisting of 13 total members will be filled. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, thank you, Jim Miller. ESPN 93.5 and a good Tuesday morning. This is December 5, ESPN 93.5. Good to have you along. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
And here's Greg Solier, brought to you this morning by the Urbana Park District.
And they've got their sale going on for the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center. As you get passes and punch cards, indoor pool passes 50% off, and the public swim during the winter break, December 20th through January 3rd, 1:30 to 5. Find out details at urbanaparks.org.
Nothing wrong with this word forecast, Mr. Meteorologist. We've got mild for a bit here in Champaign, Urbana, huh?
Yeah, we certainly do. No real super cold air in sight. No major winter weather systems in sight as well. A touch of the white stuff up north of the Kankakee this morning. Maybe a little closer to home here, just probably in the air come Sunday morning. And that is it. And probably will go through a good part of next week. Relatively uneventful as well regarding super cold air or winter storminess. So far, so good here the next 7 to 10 days. A little radar blip here and there. A little light rain, misty drizzle in the same here through Champaign. In Vermilion counties, a little wet snow up towards Chicago, sticking on some of the grassy areas there of no concern up towards South Bend as well and west of about Fort Wayne. 40 now at Willard and Savoy, 38 at Grand Tulle, 39 at Danville, 37 Bloomington Normal. Just the next week to 10 days, it'll be kind of typical temperatures like this around here. These are the normals for mid-December already this morning. 42 this afternoon with a bit of rain and a couple of drizzle and fog patches this morning, a sprinkle this afternoon. That's it. Southwest breezes around west-northwest will dip down to 28 tonight. Sun and clouds tomorrow and 41. Winds back around in the southwest of the afternoon. That'll keep us in the 30s tomorrow night. Set the stage for a windy and milder Thursday. Sunshine and 53 there. 57 play hooky degrees here on Friday. Even a 60 south of Champaign County. Could be a shower early and late. Then some widespread rains between Friday night and Saturday. Saturday night as well. Probably half to three quarters of an inch, but additional dryness and drought relief. Look at it that way. Temperatures to the lower 50s on Saturday. A little wet snow, some rain here Sunday morning. Maybe shower in the afternoon, no big deal at 41 for the high, and we're in the lower 40s and some dry time for Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, Greg. ESPN 93.5, political strategist, over 20 years experience in government and politics as a Washington insider. She began her career in 1991, now called the Office of Public Engagement. She is the great Terry Hasdorf. How are you, Terry? Nice to have you back.
Good morning. It's great to be back.
All right. So the folks, Muslim leaders in swing states vow not to back Biden in 2024. Isn't there an asterisk says unless it's Trump or something like that?
Well, it does seem like Trump is leading in all ways right now.
Okay. So can Biden win without that?
You know, that is really questionable right now. I mean, his approval ratings are at an all-time low at 37%, but you know, it's going to come down to voter turnout as always, and we've still got a long way to go between now and the first primary.
All right, Terry, tell me how I trust everything. I mean, the Democrats started this with Al Gore being cheated and all these other things, and then Hillary didn't lose, and then Russia. We're going to have people question the election regardless of what happens. How do I get my trust back to the electorate?
Well, you get involved. I think, you know, when you go local and you start getting involved in the processes yourself, then you start to have more trust in it. That's really the biggest thing that a lot of people don't understand is if you're worried about the election and especially, you know, election integrity, then get involved. Go be a poll watcher or a poll worker. Get out and, you know, go door to door and get out the vote. That's really one of the most important things you can do. And vote and register to vote.
You miss it, all that stuff?
Well, I ran for office myself, and I loved it. But right now, I'm just enjoying being on the observing side.
Well, and I don't think you're alone, Terry. I've been to a few local meetings, and, you know, I see people that are 60 and up, and God bless them. We need some more youth and younger people and, you know, adults stepping up into these roles in every position when it comes to our community boards and school boards and park districts, and the list goes on and on. I just don't get it. People aren't stepping up for community service anymore.
Well, and they really have to understand that we're at a time in our country right now where political engagement is needed more than ever. I wrote a book on this subject, and it's something that I'm very passionate about, so I'm glad to hear you say that.
Well, I think we profoundly agree on the fact that if we're missing God, and if we don't have God, it's over for sure. You know, people say, well, this could be, what are the odds that the thing ends on our watch, Terry? Come on, really? Amazing. I mean, we've got to come back to faith and some of the basis of our morality and our foundations and integrity and honesty. And we're in a war of truth, I think.
We are absolutely in a war. And right now, our country has never been closer to the brink of socialism. Socialism at its core is about replacing God with government and freedom with tyranny. And we can't let that happen. Not on our watch. But it's going to take everybody getting involved. And even if you don't feel like you want to run for office yourself or go work in government, that's okay, but you don't get a pass. You still need to help those who are the good, solid people that should be in those jobs get elected, stay elected, and you need to help register people to vote, because it's shocking to me. There's 168 million Americans who are registered to vote. And out of those numbers, there's 49 million Democrats who are registered to vote. There's only 36 million Republicans registered to vote. So the Republican side really needs to step up their game.
All right, Terry, I'm asking all the smart people, so you qualify. So I'm going to ask you this question. You said 168 million mm-hmm. registered voters, correct?
That's correct, okay. According to the U.S. Census Bureau.
All right, 68% voted in 2020, which would put it at 114 million. How did Joe Biden and Donald Trump total 155 million votes? You tell me. I don't know.
Well, that's a question that has been asked a lot, and you're asking a very good question. I don't have the answer to that, but
that's what I got. I don't know. It's like, you know, then it just turns into name calling. Conspiracy, MAGA, January 6th. That's all I get. Boom. Just, I think we got so many issues. I think your advice to get involved, but I think also advice would be to read your book. What is the name of your book? How can we buy it, Terry?
Thank you. The name of the book is Running Into the Fire, and it's about why more Christians need to be involved in politics. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, or you can go to my website, godovergovernment.com.
Maybe the number one thing we need to be taught in school, number one, absolutely, is history. And maybe we need to, of course, Bernie Sanders said, it's not that kind of socialism. What kind of socialism?
Right.
I mean, they just said, well, it's not democratic socialism. Mm-hmm. It's bullcrap, because you're going to take every freedom I have. It's a demotivating system, and it is government over God. We can't want that, but I don't think the 19-year-old on the street screaming cancel, I don't think they know that. I really don't.
They don't get it. And, you know, in addition to teaching history, we need to teach civics. Civics is so critical. It's basically just understanding what good government is. And we don't teach that in schools anymore either. And that's where I put out a call in my book for more churches, everybody else, to embrace teaching that. It's politically neutral, but it's really critical to just understand what it means to have good government.
And the Bible is very consistent. With God, good. Without God, bad. Up and down we go. All through the Bible. Up and down. So I would recommend God, because everything you read says that's the plan. Terry Hasdorf, always a pleasure to have you. And again, one more time, your book and where we can buy it.
Running Into the Fire, Why More Christians Need to Be Involved in Politics. And it's at all the major outlets, or you can go to my website, godovergovernment.com.
What did you run for?
I ran for Congress.
Man, how could they not elect you to Congress? What the heck? What is your problem? People.
I might run again in the future. We'll see.
Let's go. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate you being on the Tappan's Towing phone line. It's ESPN 93.5, 7:15.
Hear the show anytime at steviejay.com. I have so many people that approach me at events saying, Diane, I get the last portion of what you guys say, and I always, you know, kicking myself. Well, just hear it back with our podcast feature.
Yep.
That was a great chat with Terry Hasdorf. I'm Diane Ducey with our sports, and Illinois is ranked number 20 now, but Florida Atlantic has bumped up to 11.
It is 5:30. Florida Atlantic, in my opinion, is as good a basketball team as there is in the country. This is the best passing team in college basketball, bar none. I haven't seen anybody even close to having the level, the skill level of ability to pass. There's not a bad passer on that roster. Vlad Goldin is, in my opinion, the real deal. He is an elite rim protector. He's a tremendous post-up option. And then they surround him with four guys that can all really shoot the ball. They're unselfish. Four guys in double figures. They've got depth. Then you have to score against them. Vlad does a great job of protecting the rim. This team is very much like Marquette in their connectivity. Just very connected. They don't make mistakes. They don't blow switches. They talk. They communicate. I see as I dive into them why they were a Final Four team last year, and why they're ranked as highly as they're ranked. They're very good.
Yep, and we'll get that tonight. We are only a 2.5-point underdog.
Okay.
The Florida Atlantic, a team that went to the Final Four and has everybody back. And so they have that strength versus us, who are still getting to know each other after 7 games. We're older, so are they.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like playing Duke, you know, disciplined basketball, no throws that are bad. I mean,
right.
So we'll see. It'd be a tremendous test. Remember last year's Madison Square Garden when...
I think actually that's the national championship. I think.
No, sorry, wrong one. Matthew Meyer had 8 out of 9 from 3. Was that Matthew Meyer? And he went nuts. Madison Square Garden in Texas. We beat Texas in overtime. Terrence Shannon had a great game. We'll see. Florida Atlantic, great challenge tonight. What time is
the
that?
The Jimmy B. Classic, 5:30.
5:30, okay. Mm-hmm. Early start.
That's right.
So here we go. Let's go, Illini.
So over there, it's 4:30. No, 6:30 for that.
Yeah, 6:30.
Okay, and the Madison Square Garden. I wonder about depth perception at a place like that that's so big.
I don't know if it's big in standards of what we know big. Okay. It's an old arena.
Okay.
Madison Square Garden's been around 50, 60 years.
Okay, so. I guess so. I saw the Michael Jackson concert there back in the day. Yeah. As far as the transfer portal, looks like Taz Nicholson, cornerback, has entered that for Illinois football. Cincinnati over Jackson. Jacksonville, my goodness. I happened to see the end of that overtime game, and I was rooting for Sean's Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, then the story is Trevor went down.
Yes,
and the quarterback ankle.
That's right. Christian Kirk, too.
Yeah, so. The wide receiver star. So right. You get hurt. That's a bad deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's
all right.
Sports.
All right, let's check our weather forecast brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you they're always looking to increase the team. They're your hub for all the vaccinations in case you need to keep up. You can learn more at carl.org.
We do have a Stever to start December, ladies and gentlemen, so stand by.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. And this weather system on the move out of the Midwest, generating a chilly, damp day's worth of weather for the day today. And a little fog patch around for this morning, a little rain and drizzle as well. For the early to mid-morning hours, and a couple sprinkles thereafter. High temperature with that cloudy sky to about 42 as wind shift around for the afternoon. Into the west and northwest, we'll dip down to 28 for tonight. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow. Seasonal highs to the lower 40s on a northwest to west breeze around southwest in the afternoon. 30s tomorrow night. Big warm-up slated for Thursday and Friday at 53. An gusty southwest wind and sunshine for the day Thursday. 57 to 60 for the day on Friday with a shower chance both early and late in the day. Then some widespread rains are in here for Friday night, Saturday with a high to 51 on Saturday. A couple of showers Sunday. A little mixed wet snow early in the day. No big deal there at 41. And into Monday and Tuesday next week, partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the low to mid 40s. For Stevie G, broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Thanks, partner. I'm showing 38 on the board right now. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I look into, as you mentioned, Friday, Saturday. I mean, it's all... like, you know, colder, but the Friday, Saturday, 55, 54, then 37. We got 44 a week from Thursday. It's nice weather for December.
For sure.
Reach your savings goals. Busey Bank CD specials can help. Watch your money grow with competitive rates and offers. Visit busey.com/CD rates, visit your local service center, or call 1-800-67-BUSEY today. Busey Bank. building business, growing wealth since 1868.
Tesla is facing more problems as its collective bargaining conflict in Sweden spreads to neighboring Denmark, where transport workers say they'll take industrial action in solidarity with workers in Sweden. The Texas-based automaker is non-unionized globally, but the Swedish workers are demanding the carmaker sign a collective bargaining agreement, which most employees in Sweden have. Tesla's got no manufacturing plant in Sweden, but several service centers. The sympathy action starts December 20th. Rating agency Moody's downgrades its outlook on China's government credit ratings to negative from stable. And an indicator of how well the labor market is doing comes out this morning. The latest job openings, or JOLTS data, also shows how many new hires there are and how many people are leaving their jobs. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like The Campaign, The Candidates, The All-Star Panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
All right, ESPN 93.5, 723.
This used to be number one last year. All I Want for Christmas happened? Is You for Mariah Carey.
See, that was number one for a while,
yeah,
wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And when it comes to holiday songs, Brenda Lee has a reason to celebrate the holidays early this year. Yesterday, the 1958 classic Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for the first time in 65 years following its debut, and she was 13 when she sang the song.
So she's still living?
So she is, and she's 78, and that's a record, too, that an older person has hit the Hot 100 chart. So congratulations to Brenda Lee and all her fans. She's shouting out to them, of course, for Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Jay Lehman on with Lon Tay last night on the drive. They were talking about the Final Four in football. It's going to be 12 next year.
Okay.
But only four teams. So it's Alabama against Michigan and then Texas against Washington. And Jay Lehman said this about the Final Four.
I think actually that's the national championship. I think Michigan, Alabama, who wins that game.
I agree.
As long as you don't get just so beat up in that game. There's a couple years where Clemson and Ohio State would play in that semifinal. And it was like World War III. Like remember that line in the program where Alvin Mack, the linebacker, says, let the paramedics sort them out. Right. I mean, there was bodies all over the field. I had not seen a physical. I mean, it was just, they were just destroying people. That's what this Michigan-Alabama game could be like, right? I mean, they've got some serious dudes
fun
on both sides.
Yep, we'll see what happens. So there you go. And again, it's hard for me to care. Next year, top 12, well, Yeah, there's a lot more teams. Huh. And there won't be as big of an outcry because the 13th team didn't get in where they weren't going to win it anyway kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because you got top four and there's Florida State and Ohio State and Georgia. And all.
Right.
So it'll be much broader and still going to be the big boys. And hopefully Illinois will find its way there at some point in time. Okay, so coming up, binge drinking. What group is among the biggest binge boozers in the world? In the world now.
Okay.
Who's doing the binge drinking?
So that eliminates all the college students because that's not all over the world. I don't know.
U.S. women.
Really?
U.S. women among the highest, biggest binge boozers in the world. Why is that?
Why is that?
Amara Durham, she's... We like getting smart people that understand stuff like this. She's an addiction expert.
Okay.
And we'll chat about that coming up in moments.
My husband, who said he'd never been drunk on our first date together.
Good for
I
Mike.
Said, I've never met anybody who says they would said that before.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's really not good for you.
There you go. Exactly right. Good boy,
which
Mike.
Totally makes sense.
Yep.
I woke up many a next day not feeling very good.
Yeah, that generally happens.
It's not good for you.
No, it's not. Okay, our Stevie today from Bulldog Disposal. Have you ever had a roll-off dumpster from Phil at Bulldog Disposal? They're orange. You can't miss them, and they just do a wonderful job. Well, because sometimes you get a roll-off dumpster and you're like, oh, I was going to do that thing and I didn't do that thing. And the dumpster sits there for months. So Phil came up with the doggy bag. And you can go look it up. It's doggybag.com.
Yeah, bulldoggy
bag. Bulldoggybag.com. And it's a canvas bag. It's probably 2 feet by 2 feet. And then you start unrolling it or unpacking it. Just keeps unfolding. And the thing gets to be 6 cubic yards. Nobody knows what that is. It's big.
Mm-hmm.
I put a whole gorilla, rusted out gorilla basketball hoop in it, plus other things. And bloop, comes out with his truck slash crane.
Right.
Little kids would love watching
that. I know.
So if you need to clean stuff out and you just got stuff that you can't recycle or donate.
Well, and it could be heavy stuff, roof shingles or brick or, you know, toilet if you're redoing your bathroom.
Tiles, I mean, tiles fun because you can put a lot of weight
mm-hmm.
in it. And then you come watch them, see if it breaks. It's exciting.
I got a challenge for you, dude.
So if you want a doggy bag, you can buy them at Do It Best Hardware. I don't know, $45 or whatever it is.
Right. You can walk out with it under your arm.
I'll pay for it to have it delivered to you. So I'll pay for that. You can get the doggy bag. Then, when you fill it, Phil will come and get it for another $175. I'll pay for that. So I'm giving you one doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal, featured business of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You just simply have to text in Bulldog. Like Muhammad Seymour Bulldogs.
That's right. Well, he's based in Muhammad, so yeah, I think that's where he got it.
217-359-2255. If you want to just text Bulldog, you can have a chance to get the Stevie today.
Easy waste removal.
Yep. And $215 or whatever this is, I will pay for you.
Weekend warriors who want a remodeling project, get it done when it comes to tidying up that garage before the holiday.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You can get this done. You can get a roll off anytime. We had that many times when we were moving.
Right.
And so you can get a dumpster too, and those are good. Christian called Phil for doing the new floor at CrossFit. So if you want the Bulldog doggy bag, just text in Bulldog, and we'll get you one. Good luck to you. Okay, we have our segment on addiction. And most of this, as I understand, is admitting or understanding you have a problem because the people that have a problem, they don't really have a problem until they know they have a problem. Because whatever you can tell them, it's just hard to get somebody to get help when you think they need it and they don't.
Right.
And it's kind of you just have to come to the realization there's something going on. And I think there's got to be a lot of gambling issues in Champaign-Urbana.
Absolutely.
And, you know, people sit at the machines, and it's not a problem with my entertainment. That's fine as long as you're spending $10 and not $1,000.
Got to have a limit.
And
then the more drinks you have, the more the limit gets a little
And some nights you're going to get paid back, and most nights you won't, but some nights you hit, and it's just a cycle, but it's an addiction kind of thing. And then we've talked about phone addiction. And I know we laugh at that, but it's truly
a harrowing experience when you forget your phone. Mm-hmm. And I understand it's connected to everything and it's your office in one hand. And me too. But I'd struggle without a phone.
Yeah.
Because it's like you tend to almost hyperventilate. It's sad, and I'm in it. So it's just amazing. So anyway, addiction coming up next, 7:30 ESPN 93.5.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Chris Christie are the foursome on the stage Wednesday for the next Republican debate in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Now, former President Trump will skip the event again. He's holding a town hall in Davenport, Iowa tonight on Fox's Hannity, 9 p.m. Eastern. The rise of anti-Semitism on college campuses.
Why these universities don't enforce pre-existing policies against anti-Jewish students that they would enforce against other students.
Yale University student Sahar Tartak earlier on Fox and Friends today. House lawmakers will grill the presidents of Harvard, University of Pennsylvania, and MIT. And this report, Israel is considering flooding some Hamas tunnels with seawater to flush out the fighters. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A 24-year-old Paris man arrested and charged in connection to a large structure fire at an old school building. That happened Sunday. Police responded to the fire in the area of South Central Avenue and West Jasper. Daniel Henson identified as a suspect following the investigation by Paris PD and the Office of the Illinois Fire Marshal. Illinoisans barred from using the state's public records law to view ISP information on denying their application. Illinois Supreme Court ruled unanimously against Illinoisans using the Freedom of Information Act to get documents on why their firearm owner identification cards have been denied. Healing Invisible Wounds conference happened at the Rantoul Business Center on Saturday. The conference welcomed in veterans, their families, and other community members to discuss topics like trauma and PTSD. The event including service vendors offering assistance to those in need. Various different speakers also took the stage to discuss veteran and family health and well-being issues. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Chilly dampness for the day today. Nice warm up slated for the end part of the week. Another significant wet weather system ahead for the weekend. No real winter in sight around here anytime soon. Bit of rain and drizzle, some patchy fog around this morning, a couple of sprinkles for the afternoon. The clouds stick around much of the day. Up to 42 as wind shift around into the west northwest. Mostly cloudy for tonight. Northwest breeze will be light, low down to 28. Partly today for the day tomorrow. Northwest west breezes back around southwest and a high around 41. Gusty southwest wind and a warmer Thursday. Sunshine at 53. Could be a shower or two around for the day on Friday. No big deal though there at 57. That is the big deal. And about 51 with periods of rain for the day on Saturday. A couple of showers around on Sunday. Maybe a little mixed snow early in the day. No big deal. The high about 41. Partly cloudy and 42. The outlook into Monday of next week and going forward from there. Still a fairly quiet weather pattern heading into the mid stretch of the month of December. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldgay.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you can save an average of $889. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Champaign-Urbana. Call 217-344-1900 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Amara Durham, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Appreciate being on.
Well, we appreciate having a wise, smart person. You're an addiction expert, more than a decade of experience guiding families through the complex maze of substance abuse and behavioral health. So, Amara, what's your story? Why are you in this?
Great question. It's a calling. You know, I think that I have seen so many families work really hard to find the best fit care for loved ones. and they rely on word of mouth and glossy websites, and they end up wasting time and treasure on ill-fitting care. And I just couldn't take it anymore. So I had to step in and do something about it.
Was something in your life that brought you to this, or you just have a calling?
I have a calling, and I'm married into a family where there are issues, and I had no idea that my family's issues were just like my husband's family's issues, meaning one in four families struggle with mental health or substance use disorder or any other kind of maladaptive coping mechanism.
U.S. women are among the biggest binge boozers in the world. How can that be?
Well, you know, we used to think of the lady having a drink at dinner, and that is how everyone presented themselves. And now what we see is presented on TV. And there's alcohol on, dare I say, almost every single, if every single show I've ever seen of late, or even in the movies, down to Sex and the City, where someone gets drunk and they think it's funny. And they even throw that phone, in this particular instance, in a blender, not having children and husband call, but instead participate in a girls' night out. So mm-hmm. we've really shifted gears to celebrating binge drinking and getting drunk.
Mm-hmm. Is it kind of tantamount to the 1940s and 50s when every movie, everybody had a cigarette?
Absolutely. And it's, for women particularly, stepping into their power and drinking like a man. And we don't like it when people say, run like a girl. Why in the world do we want to drink like a man? No one ought to be binge drinking, which is defined for women as 6 drinks in a single session. For men, that's 7. In fact, the recommendation is 7 drinks in a week. That's 1 a night. So we're talking a significant increase in consumption in one sitting that leads to a lot of health issues and certainly causes preventable illness.
Well, what is the line drawn from I want a drink or I need a drink?
The body becomes physically dependent upon alcohol. And so the line is when you wake up in the morning and you say, I'm not going to have a drink today, or I'm going to have 1, not 4. And then the mind takes over, and despite one's best intentions, the drinking is earlier, or the drinking is more, or the drinking is despite the risky consequences or environment. And that deal-making that you had where I'm going to reduce or cut out my drinking just doesn't hold up. That's a problem. And when one wonders if they have a problem, they typically do. Or when family and friends talk about a concern, that means drinking has become a problem. When we become physically dependent or our drinking interferes with work and our relationships, that's when we know we've got a problem.
Well, when we hide it, that's a problem, right?
Absolutely. Or when we're drinking alone, it's a problem. Yeah. Anytime we're using a substance, whether it's alcohol or food or gambling or sex or love or chocolate, to mask whatever feelings we're experiencing, rather than healthier coping mechanisms to work through the feelings we're feeling, we know we have a problem. We need to work through it. We don't want to cover it.
I've heard that before. Pushing down the pain is what I've heard in my circle of friends of people who just don't know how to cope. And where do you seek that help besides the bottom of the bottle?
Great question. I think that the most important thing we can do is reach out and ask someone for help, whether that's a doctor, whether that's a family member or a friend. It is so important to ask for help if you need it. And if that's too overwhelming, then start being mindful of your practices. Set a limit on how much you're going to drink and see if you can keep to that limit. And ideally, that's, as I mentioned, only 1 a day. Keep track of how much one's drinking. I had a client once put a glass down for each drink he made, so he had a visual on how much he was consuming because those glasses were all over the counter. Be aware of the people or the places where your drinking is in excess of what you intended. Find a healthier way to manage your stress. Go for walks, phone a friend, exercise, watch a movie. I had advised another client, brush your teeth. Boy, were their teeth white. Find something else that can distract the mind and the body gets relief.
So why is it so prevalent that if family members have, you have the tendency, is it something that just clicks in the brain and you're more susceptible to those kinds of things? Or why is it, is it in fact something you really can't control because of some brain synapse? I don't know.
Well, the body is made up, as you know, of DNA, and someone who has addiction in their family lineage, that genetic makeup is within the DNA. And if someone is able to be moderate in all things that are addictive, as I mentioned, it's not just alcohol, it can be food, drugs, sex, love, anything that creates that dopamine release. If people can be moderate, they don't trigger that genetic predisposition. If, however, they start using these substances to excess at a younger age when the brain is not done developing, they can trigger that genetic predisposition that leads to the blossoming of the illness. And it's tricky because many people will say that addiction skips the generation, but the reality is it doesn't. You have to eradicate that that prevalence, that the proclivity of having an illness over three generations, meaning three generations that don't abuse a substance to mask their symptoms. And that's not easy to do. Mm-hmm. So it is a genetic predisposition. And unfortunately, there's no testing that will let us know, oh gosh, my child has this in their makeup.
Well, and you're talking about the generations, Amara. And, you know, you could have a young adult and the father and the grandfather all celebrating in the holiday season. And drinking is just kind of part of it to get things going. When you come into a house, let's have some drinks and cocktail hour and blah, blah, blah. So here we go. How does somebody facing addiction manage that scene?
Oh, gosh, it's all too common, right? We drink not just to celebrate, but we drink to mourn. And it's cocktail hour that starts with a football game that bleeds into dinner, that bleeds into the party thereafter.
Yep.
And so what we need to do is have a plan ahead of time. So if someone does struggle with substances, have a plan, have a sober companion, have all alcohol removed, and request that everyone not drink this particular holiday in a show of support. Have alternative non-alcoholic beverages available that just look as fancy as people who are drinking. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people in early recovery have to beg off and say to family, here's my option. You guys cannot drink in support of my fragile sobriety, or I can skip this year and be okay with that. Mm-hmm. Surround yourself with people who want for you the same thing you want for yourself, and that is to truly be present during the holidays.
Is it also a troubling thing when somebody just can't admit it because it shows weakness and they need help and they don't want to go there?
Yeah, you know, we have created so much shame around this illness, yet there are 23 million strong in the recovery community. One in four families struggle with addiction. And yet we still are so laden with the mantle of shame when we talk about this disease. And we don't do that with diabetes. And there wasn't a time when we didn't talk about breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And now we talk about it. So I'm hoping that stations like yours who shed light on this illness, this is not a weakness, this is an illness, will create an ability for people to be strong and ask for help.
Well, and finally, Amara, you're terrific, by the way. We'll give people how to contact you and connect with you. Finally, how could we not have a major gambling addiction spike with the ease of gambling on your phone during the game? It's unbelievable.
We do have a spike in gambling. Now, some states where gambling is legalized, they were clever enough, like in Louisiana, to also dedicate a certain amount of funds to recovery work, meaning addiction to gambling. Other states aren't doing that. So it doesn't matter what we're doing in excess. If we're doing it in excess, we need to pull back because it becomes a problem.
Amara Durham, A-M-A-R-A, Durham, D-U-R-H-A-M, addiction expert. How can people connect with you?
They can visit me at amaradurham.com, AmaraDurham.com.
May I give you some advice?
Yes.
Keep it up. You have passion. You have authenticity. You have a genuine thing in your voice that makes it very compelling because you are, this is a calling and you can hear it.
Nice job.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. You see my heart through the radio.
Thank you, Amara, and wonderful Christmas, New Year, holidays. We appreciate having you on and meeting you. Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Amara Durham, amaradurham.com, mm-hmm. Right? ESPN 93.5 on the Tavern's Towing phone line. All right, we're going to jump to sports coming up.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
ILLINI. Cheer on the Illini at Pia's. The pregame fun starts at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Pia's serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. Enjoy 350 22-ounce light and course light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's or ride the free shuttle to all home games. You'll find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
All right, broadcasting live from the beautiful downtown studios of Philo, the center of the universe. Here we go with sports headlines.
Well, what a game last night as Cincinnati took Jacksonville down 34-31 in a kick inside the last minute of overtime. Next up for the Bengals will be the Colts. And one of the things that's trending storyline out of that is Trevor Lawrence and his ankle, the right ankle, going to be looked at today. Coach Doug Peterson just passed on any kind of comment on the issue.
And well, Christian Kirk, who's the number one wide receiver. Mm-hmm. All the fantasy players, all the people that gamble, all the people that support the Jacksonville Jaguars, which are more than usual because of Shad Khan, that's the team he owns, mm-hmm. were rooting for him, and they were really in the hunt for a number one seed, meaning you would host all the playoff games in Jacksonville. Huge advantage. But now, Trevor Lawrence, quarterback's going down. It's just the thing. It's huge when that happens. So I hope he's okay because that's critical to the success of the Jacksonville Jaguars, of course.
In the AP college basketball poll, Arizona, the new number one, number two, Kansas, number three, Houston, four, Purdue after that loss to Wisconsin. Wisconsin has bumped up to 23. 17 is Tennessee, and we'll be playing them inside the next week or two.
Saturday, I think.
Is it Saturday?
I think so.
Yeah. I just can't believe it.
I know.
It's December 5th.
I know.
So number 11, Florida Atlantic for us tonight in Madison Square Gardens in NYC. And we have bumped up to number 20. So go Illini. That's a 5:30 tip off.
All right. And it's Florida Atlantic. And Brad Underwood,
it is a challenge. Florida Atlantic, in my opinion, is as good a basketball team as there is in the country. This is the best passing team in college basketball, bar none. I haven't seen anybody even close to having the skill level of ability to pass. There's not a bad passer on that roster.
All right, so they move the ball around, but we play pretty good defense. We're also longer, taller than most teams, and we can get after it, and we have Terrence Shannon. So mm-hmm. it'd be great to see us play a team of this level, very much like a Marquette. And so we will see what happens. But again, 5:30. If you want to text us anytime, you can, 217-359-2255. Our Stever offer, the program where I, Stevie J, give you money so that you might try an amazing business. Today it's Bulldog Disposal. I'm giving you a doggy bag. It's 6 cubic yards. That's a lot. It'll unfold in canvas. You fill it up. Phil will come and get it, and I'll pay for the whole thing. I'll have the doggy bag delivered to you. And when you're ready, he'll pick it up. It's like a $210, $215 value. I'll pay. You have two requirements for this one. Not much on the 7 days because you get the bag and you fill it when you can and you call Phil when you're done.
Yep.
So you get a grace period on that thing. So whenever, And then you just fill out that survey when you're done. Tell us when you're completed.
We are coming into a nice weather weekend, though. Ooh, so you might have a project you want to knock out before the relatives start to come over.
We'll do that. Just go to 217-359-2255 and text in Bulldog if you're interested in winning that. All right, 10 till, Dr. Todd, our veterinarian, coming up.
Don't miss your chance to cheer on Fighting Illini basketball this season.
Deafening in here, 15,000, another shutout.
We need all of Illini Nation to help us defend State Farm Center.
And Illinois overcomes their largest deficit of the season.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season.
The Illini win it!
Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
Check off your shopping list with Cardinals Baseball. 5 and 10 game packs are on sale now and feature 2024's highest demand games and promotional giveaways. Choose from the opening day pack, bobblehead pack, Cubs pack, and more. New for 2024, check out the 10 game for the Lou pack, which includes lots of new STL themed promos. Give the gift that lasts all season, all baseball season. Cardinals ticket packs start at just $55 and are on sale now at cardinals.com/holiday.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Todd Likens, the Pet Pro. He's got his own chorus of doggies there. Madison Kirby. Todd, how are you?
Hey, we're doing good over here, Steve. Everybody's having a little bone to chew on. Everything. Life is good.
Well, Boofer could probably do this song.
Yeah. Pretty sure. He needs to join the
dog. He does it all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just have to add the music behind him, and Boof could hear it. He knows all the lyrics, so.
Yeah, he just got the bone, so he's done things for a few.
He's quiet. How long will they chew on that thing before they get restless and stuff?
Well, the thing in our house is you put down the new ones, and they're kind of okay. They kind of play with them. But once they become the ooey gooey chewy bones, that's when they want them. Yeah. Everybody wants them.
Hot stuff. And, they digest well, don't they?
Yes, if you get the right time. To me, chewing on any sort of thing is an observation thing. If they're about ready to swallow big bites of it, you want to cut that off so you don't take obstruction risk.
Well, good luck with getting that away.
Yeah. Hey, look, squirrel. I don't know. You've got a little distracting right there. Well, what is the brand of toy that you allow your doggies to have, Todd?
We do, like I said, we do pressed rawhides, which we only try to buy American-made type things just to be safer.
What happened to that?
Okay, so
did his elbow hit the? Just went. Why did it go just the dun? The tone. We'll call Todd back. Yeah. Did anybody notice that anything dog has like quadrupled in price? You go buy like the chew toys, anything like that. It's like $18.99. Yes. What the heck is going on with that? Any kind of chew, anything is crazy price. I mean, we've been buying stuff like that for a long time, and I'm not buying much at all anymore because it's like $75 if you go buy a few bones. I don't know what happened to the price of bones, but with inflation, some of this stuff is like sticker shock on a bed. By the way, in Tuscola yesterday, we were at the DMV. My mom was taking a driver's test and did wonderfully, but wonderfully kind people at the Tuscola DMV. Misty, kudos to a young lady named Misty. Just really, somehow with smaller times DMV, a little bit less intimidating. And there's some... wonderful work down there. Anyway, Gas in Tuscola yesterday, $2.95.
Nice.
$2.95.
Under $3.
Under $3 in Tuscola.
Every time I come to Douglas County.
Why?
I'm running on E now. I think I could make it to
Douglas County 30 cents less in Tuscola.
I don't know.
Okay, back with Dr. Todd. Why have the toys gotten to be like $1,000? Right. I don't get it.
The bones, what the raw hides, everything.
What happened?
I don't get it. Everything's gone through the roof. I had one of my suppliers call me the other day and say, you know, and they tried a wide variety of things, but just that 4% increase across the board. Didn't matter what it was or if they got up, they're just raising everything 4%. Well, this has gone on all year. It's getting old.
Well, I mean, 4% a week. I don't get all this. Oh, it's up 8%, 6%, 5%. Bull crap, it's up 50. I mean, right. It's
it
crazy.
It used to be I would buy the cheapest thing, but now I'm thinking about, this just really is bad quality.
You go buy a good American-made rawhead, $17.
I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
So, can I get Bath for Christmas? Is I got time to get booked with you?
We all got time. We still got openings. My groomer's recuperating from Thanksgiving. She took a couple days off, and she'll be back tomorrow, and then we start at it again. It'll be crazy till Christmas. But, yeah, we still have spots open. You can still book.
Okay, and again, crazy low prices for what you do. It's like $35-$40 for a wash and nails, yeah, I think so.
You know what's even better than that? The people love it's the way they come in here, and the relationship these groomers have built with these pets is just crazy. These dogs are excited to see them.
That's awesome.
You know, it really is. It makes me very happy. And you know, and cookie time seems to happen every 3 or 4 minutes around here. So
that's so wonderful. All right, how can people reach you, Todd?
Hey, give us a call. Or actually, not call. Do us the text. 217-355-5051.
I appreciate you. Thanks, Todd. Appreciate you.
All right, see you guys.
That's Dr. Todd, pet pro veterinarian, Madison Kirby Champaign. 217-351-5051. They get back to you on the text. You can call or text, but text is probably a quicker response because they got the boofer working on a bone for now, but then it's woof, woof, woof. Boofer doesn't get paid today, by the way. No boofing today.
Finally got Olive's claws trimmed inside the last week or two.
She didn't
they
like
were click,
that.
Click. Oh, man. So bad. Yeah. So bad. And we handled her paws when she was younger. I don't get it.
Yeah.
So, but it took Mike wrestling her to the ground and laying on her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we had a muzzle. And this was a U of I vet med student.
Wow. He had a vet med wrestling in his WWE outfit with the straps over his shoulder.
Vet med student said, I'll do it for 15. I gave her 20.
And no, it's
just the pause.
It's not easy out there. Yeah.
As soon as you can wrap this up.
Some dogs have to be sedated for that.
I know. So. And we've tried that before too. She turns mean dog. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I mean, you know.
We finally got it done.
If somebody was trying to pull out your toenails, you'd be mean too.
Right.
Yeah, that's what she thinks is happening. You're pulling out my claws. All right,
it was 6 months later. She said, no, really, once a month or once every 2 months.
No,
I'm like,
grow.
You're kidding.
No, I know.
I'm not going to go through this soon.
It is not easy. All right, we're going to break for the news. We'll be back. Our 8 o'clock hour is coming up next. Good to have you listening. Illinois basketball tonight. We're all looking forward to that. We're 6-1, 7-1, 6-1, I think. Yeah, and we lost to Marquette, but Illinois has an old team. I tend to like old. Remember when Brett Underwood was on a couple of weeks ago? I said, why would we ever recruit an 18-year-old anymore when we have a glossy book full of pictures and names and film and tape and all the stuff that
we need?
And go buy yourself NIL.
I know.
Gary Ace, 24 years old and has a baby. Married with a baby. He and his wife have a newborn baby. He's 24. That's the man I'm looking for.
That's right.
He hit a three the other day at Rutgers, too, and he rebounds his brains out. I mean, we got some older people, and Purdue.
And that's fine.
Purdue did it for 25 years with Gene Katie, and I like older, and every coach likes older because they actually listen, and they're there to win. And I like the makeup.
Developed muscles, all of that. Number 4, Purdue, 87-68 winners over Iowa yesterday, by the way.
That was expected after their loss to Northwest. They played another Big Ten game?
Yeah.
Because usually you
get
one.
I know, usually you only get and, you know, we had our Rutgers. Yeah. But.
Purdue, listen, I in the wedding, one of the best men, there were actually two best men, two maid of honors. You know, he was a huge Purdue fan, Purdue shirt and everything else. He was down in the dumps on Saturday. Because Purdue had lost, or was it Friday they lost to Northwestern? Purdue loses to Northwestern. Northwestern's not
Purdue
bad.
Purdue just played Wisconsin and lost.
Purdue basketball lost to Northwestern at Northwestern. And it was number one, you know, going down. And I was consoling him saying, who cares now? This is March is the only thing that matters in college basketball.
Okay.
And so he was bummed, but I said, nobody is going undefeated anymore. Nobody will ever go undefeated in college basketball. It's too much parity and too much three-point shooting and getting hot and those kinds of things. So it's, anyway.
Yeah, they're lost to Northwestern 92-88.
This is.